Fox in our Paris office with a carbon copy to Abe Carlico and Don Feldstein. Memos from me dated today, enclosed, please find a copy of a memorandum prepared by Mr. Joseph Erlichster, son of Mr. and Mrs. Leon Erlichster, period, paragraph. It contains the information they have available regarding the specific persons and places they encountered during their efforts to find their son in Poland. Period, paragraph. Please feel free to share this with Father Dupuy. Period, paragraph. For the Erlichsters and for myself personally, I want to thank you deeply for the personal attention that you have given to this important undertaking. Period. Please keep me informed as soon as you hear something from Father Dupuy. Period. Many thanks. A letter to Mr. Maxwell Katzen in Detroit. Dear Mr. Katzen, thank you for your recent note, period, paragraph. I met with the Reverend James Lyons, director of the Ecumenical Center, the Ecumenical Institute in Detroit, as well as with Sister Anna Marie Erst, period. They are planning a press conference to announce the establishment of the National Institute on Catholic-Jewish Relations, made possible by the Friedman Estate Grant. The press conference will be held on March 8th at 2 p.m. Paragraph. It would be important if you and Mr. Frank Cousins could prepare a statement making the announcement of the grant through your good offices in behalf of the Friedman Estate. In that statement, a few sentences would be in order as to the reasons why you think this undertaking is important. If you have any questions, paragraph, if you have any questions, please feel free to call on me. Period. With warmest good wishes, cordially, it's inside my name. Let's get this off to them with a copy of the itinerary as quickly as possible. That is, if it takes airmail or some form of quick mailing. This is a letter to His Excellency, Archbishop Patrick Flores in San Antonio, Texas. My dear Archbishop Flores, I enjoyed very much our conversation this past week, period, paragraph. I'm delighted that the date of April 6th is convenient for you for our consultation on Hispanic-Jewish relationships. This letter will confirm our acceptance of that date and our plan to be in San Antonio for the consultation. Paragraph. I am taking the liberty, enclosed, please find a list of the proposed Jewish representatives whom we would want to invite to the consultation, As you can see, they come from each of the major cities in which there are substantial Hispanic and Jewish communities. Almost every one of these Jewish leaders have had some involvement in Hispanic-Jewish dialogue in their communities. Paragraph. as I discussed with my colleagues, the proposed agenda, the following kinds of issues were indicated as possibly useful for our discussion. Paragraph number one, religious agenda, colon, a discussion of mutual stereotypes that Hispanics and Jews might have about each other, comma, some of them deriving from our respective religious and cultural traditions, period, paragraph, a brief report on Catholic and Jewish textbook studies completed in Spain, comma, Brazil, comma, Argentina, comma, and the United States, with a view toward revising negative images and improving accurate teaching about each other's communities. Paragraph number two, or B is a category, social, economic, comma, political concerns, colon, paragraph, immigration, paragraph, bilingual education, paragraph, discrimination, paragraph, political representation, paragraph, acculturation, paragraph, small business development, paragraph, media images, period, paragraph. These are only by way of suggestion and are subject to your own thoughts for the issues that you would like to see us to discuss on that day. Period, paragraph. I would welcome having your views as to how we might organize the agenda, period. Also, comma, it would help me to know how many hours you are able to devote to this discussion, period. Do you want to begin it in the morning at 9:30 a.m. And run through the early afternoon, question mark, paragraph. I will look forward to your reply at your convenience. Period, paragraph, respectfully yours, sign my name. Carbon copy to Rabbi David Jacobson and to Barbara Hurst in Dallas. A blind carbon copy to Donald Feldstein, Adam Sins, Eugene Dubow, Irv Levine, and Harold Applebaum, and Mort Yarman, and Bob Jacobs. This is also an important letter, and I'd like to get it out this week. This is a note to Dr. Donald McAvoy at the Vice President National Conference of Christians and Jews and Market Confidential. My dear Don, I am genuinely grateful for your taking the time and trouble to express your deeply felt views in your letter to me of February 14th, period, paragraph. Rather than repeat the explanation of my position, comma, I am taking the liberty of sending you on a confidential basis a copy of my letter to Bishop James Armstrong, period, paragraph. I am also closing copies of clippings of statements made by a number of mainline Protestant leaders attacking Israel. Period, paragraph. After you've had a chance to read this, comma, please do let's arrange to get together. Period. I would want very much to talk over this entire matter with you and have the benefit of your further thinking and counsel, period, paragraph. With warmest personal good wishes, I am cordially yours. Enclose my letter to Armstrong and enclose the clippings from the Washington Post and the other clippings dealing with an attack on Israel. This is a letter to Mr. Ernest E. Owen, Vice President, Editorial Director, Word Incorporated. Dear Mr. Owen, thank you for your thoughtful letter of February 9th, paragraph. I have been away on a rather extended lecture series, and therefore have not had an opportunity to respond to your kind letter before now. Paragraph. As soon as I dig out from under my accumulated correspondence, I will look into my files for the outline that I prepared for the book on Dr. Billy Graham, the Jews, and Israel, paragraph. I will be writing to you shortly, paragraph. With warmest good wishes, I am cordially, sign my name. This is a letter to Mr. Michael McManus at his address in Stamford, Connecticut. Dear Mike, I've been away on an extended lecture tour, and this is the first opportunity I have had to respond to my correspondence. Paragraph. I want to thank you most genuinely in behalf of the AJC and for myself personally for your having taken the time and trouble to come to our Dallas Seminary Conference. Paragraph. I have seen copies of your column, which have appeared in newspapers in many parts of the country. I want to congratulate you for writing one of the most sensitive and insightful reports about that important meeting. Paragraph. I hope we have other occasions in the near future to cooperate. Paragraph. With warmest good wishes, I am cordially yours and sign my name. Blind carbon copy to Mort Yarman. This is a letter to Mr. Charles W. Muller, the American Ditchley Foundation. Dear Mr. Muller, thank you for your letter of January 17th, in which you informed me about the change of dates. Paragraph. That may pose some complication for me. At the moment, I am scheduled to be in Rome during that week. I am not sure that it will be possible for me now, in light of the change of date, to attend the conference in London. Paragraph. As soon as my situation is clarified, I will be glad to let you know of my decision. Paragraph. With warmest good wishes, I am cordially, sign my name. Dr. John Ruske, Education Director, 92nd Street Y. Dear John, many thanks for your thoughtful note. Paragraph. I thought it might be helpful to start with a direct invitation to Dr. Graham, as I indicated on the letter. While it is important to give him some idea of what the 92nd Street Y does, it is necessary not to overwhelm him with big intellectual names. Paragraph. After you write to him, send me a copy of your final letter, and I will write a personal note encouraging him to accept. Paragraph. With warmest good wishes, cordially, sign my name. enclose the his letter to Graham with my markings on it. Mr. F. Anton Cabasa, sales manager, Greenwood Press, etc. Dear Mr. Cabasa, thank you for your letter of February 9th informing me about the forthcoming publication of Escape to Freedom, paragraph. If you will have a set of galleys or more detailed information about the content of the books, come, it will help me judge how I might try to be helpful. Period, paragraph. Because my organization has its own publication program, it does not purchase books for its membership, period, but I might be able to be helpful in getting leaflets around to some of our key people who would be interested in purchasing copies of it, period, paragraph. With warmest good wishes, I am sincerely yours. A letter to Douglas R. Scherer, President, Tav Evangelical Ministries. Dear Doug, I am very grateful for your recent warm and thoughtful letter, period. I, too, share the desire to continue to be close to you and to work together in our common interests, period, paragraph. I wonder if you've seen the enclosed article that appeared on the front page of the New York Times regarding evangelicals and Jews, period. I think it's a very helpful story, by and large. Period, paragraph, with warmest good wishes and my prayers for God's richest blessings over you, cordially as ever, sign my name. Letter to Dr. Norman Helm, senior editor of Fortress Press. Dear Norman, it was wonderful seeing you again, period. I was glad to see you in such very good fettle. Period, paragraph. Both Jim and I appreciate your taking the time and trouble to come to our press conference. Period, paragraph. As for the Apostle Paul Project, comma, there is an idea circulating in the television world. Period, as soon as it takes some shape, I will be happy to talk with you about it. Period. At the moment, I'm obligated not to discuss it because of the problem of competition of networks. Period. Paragraph. I think it will be important to get some of your publications to their attention as they prepare to deal with this area. Period. Paragraph. With warmest good wishes, I am cordially yours. Sign my name. Conference on Hispanic-Jewish Relations as potentially one of the most important in the country, and we are counting on you for your active cooperation. Period, paragraph. I am also deeply grateful for the courtesy that you showed to Barbara Hurst and myself throughout our brief stay in San Antonio. Period, paragraph. Please give my warmest good wishes to Helen. Period. It was a joy to see her looking so well. Period, paragraph, with warmest personal good wishes, I am cordially as ever, sign my name. And carbon copy to Milton Tobian and Barbara Hurst, blind carbon copy to Feldstein, Bob Jacobs. This is a letter to Rabbi Samuel Karff in KARFF in Dallas, Texas. Dear Sam, it was a very genuine pleasure for me to come to spend some time with you during our recent Dallas Seminarian conference, period, paragraph. I was particularly grateful for your intellectual contribution to the discussion, as well as for your personal commitment in attending so many of the sessions, period, paragraph. As I mentioned to you, comma, I hope that you will find it possible to give some time to the follow-up activities of this conference, period. It has potential for making a fundamental and lasting contribution to the improvement of understanding on the part of Christians on what Jews and Judaism are about in the modern world. period paragraph. I hope we have other opportunities to cooperate in the near future. Period paragraph, with warmest personal good wishes, I am cordially yours. Sign my name and we'll enclose some materials with it. Memorandum to Donald Feldstein from Mark Tannenbaum, subject several things. Paragraph one, I would like to talk with you fairly shortly about possible candidates to succeed Bob Jacobs as chairman of the Interreligious Affairs Commission, period. One name that I mentioned to you and that I would like to explore further is that of Richard Fox of Philadelphia, period. Also, comma, the name of Herb Cohn of Atlanta was suggested by Bill Trostin, period. Perhaps we should have a small meeting of several people to see what other names are around before some final decision is made. Period paragraph. Regarding Meg Weinstock and Harvard, comma, that's a sticky issue. Period. Essentially, Meg wanted to find out if there is any money left from the Weinstock, from the Jerry Weinstock contributions to AJC of the past that could be transferred to the Harvard Institute that he helped create, period. I did not give her any encouragement on this, period, but she will need a serious answer. Period. Let's discuss this, too, when we next meet. Memorandum to Shula Bahat from Mark Tannenbaum. paragraph. I would like to set up a meeting with you shortly to discuss the process by which schedules for travel and out-of-town program commitments are made for myself and for members of my department. Period. Paragraph. It has become somewhat chaotic for me to find that members of my staff are being booked around the country for various speaking engagements, some of which conflict with our overall department schedule and calendar, period. I need to centralize this process with you so that I'm not confronted with so many surprises in the field, period. Paragraph. I have discussed this with my staff, and they understand the legitimacy of this concern and the need for a more coordinated and responsible approach. Period. Paragraph. Please have your secretary call Rita so that we can set up a mutually convenient time. Thanks very much. Send a carbon copy of this note to Bill Trostin, Eugene Dubow, Jim Rudin, Inge Gabel, and Judy Banke. Next is a letter to His Eminence, Cardinal Lustiger, Archbishop of Paris, at his address in Paris, which Zach will have. My dear Archbishop, my dear Cardinal Lustiger, on behalf of the American Jewish Committee and for myself personally, I wish to extend our heartiest congratulations on your recent election as the Cardinal Archbishop of Paris. Period. This is a richly deserved tribute. And we join your many friends in extending to you our heartiest, our heartfelt mazel tov on this great honor. Period. Paragraph. I recall with much warmth our meeting in Heppenheim, Germany. Period. Your address at that time on the cultural, comma, literary, comma, and religious sources of anti-Semitism made a very deep impression on me. Period. It was a memorable moment. period paragraph, may I take the liberty of this writing to call to your attention a problem which has been put before me by two Polish-Jewish parents named Leon, the Leon Ehrlichsters, who are now residing in New York, period. The details of their problem are described in the enclosed letter from a rabbi, Abraham Pfeffer, period, paragraph. My purpose in writing to you is to bring these details of this great human tragedy, of this great human problem to your attention, and to solicit, hopefully, your personal intervention, period. The Ehrlichsters are not interested in seeking to wean their son away from Catholicism, period. They are both in their 70 years of age now, and as parents have a natural human desire to want to establish some human contact with their son before they die. Period paragraph. It occurred to me that if you could raise this question directly with Cardinal Glemp while you are in Rome for the Consistory of Cardinals in early February, it would be a very great mitzvah. Period paragraph. I would be grateful if you could possibly receive the Ehrlichsters at an audience in Paris before you leave for Rome. Period. They are willing to come at any time that is convenient for you to see them. Period paragraph. With warmest personal good wishes and my prayers for God's richest blessings over you, I am respectfully yours. You sign my name. Carbon copy to Don Feldstein, to Zach Schuster, Abe Carlico, Nivis Fox. A blind carbon copy to Bob Jacobs and Mort Yarman. A note to Nivis Fox. Dear Nivis, I hope this finds you well. Period paragraph. After you've had a chance to read the enclosed correspondence with Cardinal Lustiger, I would be grateful if you could arrange for an audience for the Ehrlichsters to meet with him, especially before he leaves for Rome for the February 2nd consistory, period paragraph. If you are able to arrange that, please let me know by cable or by telephone, period. The Ehrlichsters are prepared to leave on a day's notice in order to bring the case of their son in Poland before the Cardinal's attention. Period paragraph. With warmest good wishes, I am cordially yours. Sign my name. And carbon copies to the same people who receive the other